Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Okay, here I am, Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. This has been a great week for me, and I have a great guest, but let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Mystic Living Today, of course, I won't be sending those. Oh, my gosh, it's 4/14 already in the month, and in 5 or 6 days I'll be sending out my reminder. I mean, it goes so fast. That's the only bad part about doing the magazine is that you're always shooting for the next month, always going to the next month, and, you know, they just go along. But anyways, please go there, mysticlivingtoday.com, and if you have anything, excerpts, poetry, any kind of articles, reviews, I have columns that are there. I have an artist, and I keep saying this. I'm trying to get this gentleman from China who does these little miniatures and this lady who does photography in Italy, I mean in France. And, you know, it's really hard to get people like that because they think you want something from them. But I tell them, this is free, you know. It's not going to hurt you. So, anyways, we're trying with that. And so I'll be sending out my little reminders, and please forward anything to me. And then, of course, stars with a Z, psychics.com. The one who did the recording was an old friend of mine. She worked at a radio station, and we actually had ads on that radio station. But that was quite a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And, you know, people, they weren't doing that. Everything is online. You have to do everything online. And so I did it for, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 months, and it wasn't doing it, and nothing was returning for it. So, and it was expensive, but it was kind of cool. You know, we've done everything. Now we have a billboard. My Candy got us a billboard in South Carolina. She set that up, and now she's looking to advance us to another area. I don't know what area yet. We're kind of looking around, but okay, that's enough of me. I want to bring in my beautiful guest. She's been in the healthcare field. She started off. She's written 2 books, and I have her website up, and I didn't even ask her if I should say her middle name, but I will. But her name is Sally. I want to say Galat. I don't know if that's right. Reeves. Hi, Sally. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. Thank you. It's a beautiful night.
Yes, it is. It is. And how do you pronounce your second name there? Is it
Galat? It's Galat Reeves. Galat.
Galat.
E instead of an O. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Well, I'm still going to call you Sally, so it doesn't matter, right? Anyways, I want to start, like we were discussing a little bit at the beginning. You know, you went into the healthcare field, but like you said, you started off and you really blossomed in it. I mean, and you are a caregiver, obviously. You know, we all are, really, if we've taken care of anybody in our life, but especially for you in acute care services. I mean, just so let's get started. So you wanted to be a nurse as a young gal? I mean, not that you're old, but I mean, you know, really a young woman, you wanted to be a nurse?
I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to be a healer. And I wasn't able to go to a veterinarian school. And so I actually started initially in social work and ended up getting a degree in behavior and psychology. And I wanted to work in a hospital as a child psychologist. And I found out at the time, this was in the late 70s, that I needed a master's degree to do that. So I thought, well, I'll become an RN, and that'll get me the doorway into the hospital. So
Perfect.
I went back to school, and I got a degree to become an RN, and went into the hospital situation and realized that what I really was meant to be was to have direct care for people and to really be part of their healing. And that started the whole journey. And it's been a magnificent time of just loving and embracing people, families, patients, you know, helping them, assisting them in the ways that they need and the things that they want. I've seen some remarkable events in my life and just know that, you know, life and death are really the same thing. It's just the flip of a coin. It's just one side or the other, but they're really the same thing. And I am very grateful for all the experiences that I've had.
But you're tremendous just to be in that field. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a vet. I didn't get to do that. I ended up going to beauty school. But the reason I didn't go for any extra education, I mean, I did that, of course, but is because, and you're going to say, oh, my God, I didn't think I was smart enough. I was an only child. My parents didn't kind of guide me with anything. So it was a dream in my head, you know. It was just, and then I thought, well, you know, maybe I could be a nurse. And as I got older, I had a nurse next door, an RN next door that lived next door to me, and she would talk to me all the time. And every time I would go in the hospital, I felt like I belonged there. Which is a good thing, and in a way it's not a good thing because, I would see somebody trying to get the nurse, and, I mean, I'd go in, I'd say, can I help you? Because that's what I do. Can I help you? That's but I couldn't. That wasn't my job, you know. But I just stepped right in. So, anyways, I didn't do that. But for you, see, you followed what you wanted to do. And did you get encouragement from your family, or did you just know that you could do it?
Well, like you, the reason I didn't go to veterinary school is because my family told me I wasn't smart enough to be a veterinarian. Must have been like the sign of the times or something for both of us. Did they encourage me? They were proud. They were proud of what I had accomplished, but no, they didn't really encourage me. I was really on my own journey of finding my own way. And, you know, in the 70s, I was thought to be a little abnormal, wild, if you will. You know, the whole hippie, I was involved in hippie culture. So I think that they didn't understand me. And that's okay. I was trying to understand myself, and that's a whole process. That's a lifelong process. I think the reason I went into behavior really was to understand myself more than anyone else at the time.
That's what they say that people do. They go into a field so that they can understand why they're doing what they do. I've heard that before.
But I will say, and having had that background, as I then, you know, so intimately worked with people and counseled them and helped them through crises, that it was very meaningful to have that knowledge and to be able to see beyond the emotion of what's behind what they were thinking or their desires and their needs. So all of those things are, everything leads you to the next thing. You know, when I look back at my career, I see that now that I'm writing, actively writing. I am taking all of these experiences and all of this information, and now it's becoming clear to me why all of those things happened to me. Because I was meant now to write. I was meant to use it and share it.
I'm sure of it, but it's just, see, I never thought I would be doing what I'm doing at all. I mean, I think I had to be, you know, just led, okay? We got to get her over here so that she can get over here, and then she can get over here. But obviously, she's not taking the hints. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I started off as a hairdresser. Then I went into the field of tennis. But I was always in customer care, when mm-hmm. you think about it. So, and
yep.
that kind of makes sense. That makes sense. Caring for people, making sure everything was good. And I stayed in that field, the tennis field, for a long time. Then I started my first site and helped to run my business with my son. Then moved here to South Carolina. But the thing of it is all my sites kind of were like dumped on me. I mean, not the first one, but the second one, the magazine. I had no clue about a magazine. But you see, it's really strange. I had these girls come to my house and they said, well, you can do this. Well, how do you know I can do this? I've never done it before. You can do it. You can do anything. And, you know, Sally, I have heard that so many times in my life. Well, you can do it. Give it to Natalie. She'll do it. I guess I am a take charge. I am a take charge, but I can also be very shy. So, I don't know. I just think that they had this little loose, not a chain, but a little neck thing around me saying, come on, Natalie, you got to go over here, and then you got to do this, and then you're going to do this, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it was the ability to lead people, to help people, and in a way, I mean, not anywhere near you, but in a way I do. And I've been called the wanderer. That is somebody who's placed on earth just to help.
Well,
that's
what they
do.
You described your life as building relationships in all kinds of different areas with all kinds of different people. I think that's what you excel at. And it's that ability to relate to people.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't think I could do it in the first show that I did. Oh, that was like, I don't know, Candy would have to tell me 9 years ago, I guess it was. Oh, they had to drag me. They had to drag me. You have to do this. You can do this. Again, I heard it again. Well, pretty soon, it was, I realized that I had the gift, not a gift of gab, but I had the ability to talk to people that I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Talk to them. And so many have said that to me. But see, like for you, you uncovered something that is one-on-one. I'm not really one-on-one. I guess I am sometimes, right? Talking to you is one-on-one. But you know what I'm saying? I just admire you for all your work. I really, really do. Probably because that's what I wanted to do when I was small. And I don't, 10, 12 years old, I guess. I don't even know. But I did. I was taking care of people even when I was in beauty school. I was helping them there. And when I went to the beauty shop, I helped them there. I mean, yeah, you're right. I was. I was making connections and making it better for everybody. That's exactly, you're right. That's exactly what I do. And, you know, I do this, and somebody asked me this, because I want everybody to know that there are people like you out there. Otherwise, unless they, you know, came across your book or your name, I they're not going to know. And this gives me a good feeling to know that I'm helping to kind of, come on, Sally, you got to come with me, like they did to me. You know, and it's true. It's true. But I really love what I do, and I know you love what you do. Now, you retired as a nurse, I'm assuming, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said you retired as a nurse. I'm assuming you did, right?
I retired as a nurse about 5 years ago, but I had a consulting business. And so I continued in that work while I was writing Behind the Open Door, I had previously published Between Shifts in 2014. And then I just decided that traveling wasn't really my thing. So I just focused on enjoying my life and writing. And I actually have another book coming out the end of this month called The Soul Garden Pathway. So I will have published three books. So, I like sharing. I like writing what I feel, what comes together,
right.
Things that I intuitively feel, and I think those things are meant to be shared. So that's really my motivation, is to share all of that, and I'm, you know, blessed to be able to have the means to do that, because these are all self-published, but I have had terrific feedback, and this avenue is just terrific at, you know, being able to share this with your listeners. This is wonderful.
It's true, and it's recorded, so they can listen to it whenever they want. They read the show page that my Candy sets up. That's why I get all the information from the publicist or sometimes the author themselves, but like Leslie sent me everything.
Good.
When I do this, and it's like if I get something from you to put in the magazine, I mean, I'm on top of the world. Nothing can stop me. Nothing. And I'm on a mission because I know that I'm doing something great for the good of everybody. I'm sharing you with everybody. And it's amazing. I mean, it's just, I started off as nothing. I mean, it started off as I had to ask people to send stuff to me so I could put it in the magazine. Some people I ask. I like the photographer and like this man in China, and, you know, I ask them. But for the most part, it just comes to me. I send out my reminders. I mean, there's a gentleman in China. I'll get his stuff right away. And then another one in Japan. And then another one, he's in Canada right now. But he's Japanese also. And somebody in India. But they just send it to me. But that's what's so good for me.
Yeah.
I don't have to beg. Well,
right.
Sally, would you please write something for me? You know, I don't have to do that now. But, it's been going on since 1999. So it's not something brand new. But
right.
But tell me now, okay, you did a book on, it was Vignettes and Poetry. It's called Between the Shifts. I love that. Is that what you did, Between Your Shifts? You wrote poetry?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That was my outlet. And I was, you know, I was working, I had young children, but that, you know, some people choose different ways to relax and express themselves, and I always journaled anyway. And some of those poems, the foundations, were, way back I started in my 20s. I just never had the time to compile it. So the rewriting and going back through all those was huge. And when I sat down and became determined that I was actually going to publish it, once I did that, my kids were in college then, it was much easier to devote the time to it. There,
exactly.
Those poems are very emotional. People, they reflect situations in most of our lives that we've all had either direct or indirect experience with, and it brings up again for the reader a lot of feeling. And then I think people are aware that they're not the only ones that felt that way. It's okay. Your feelings are accepted. Your feelings
that's
are
it,
your
that's
feelings.
That's it, exactly. You hit it right on the head. You are not one in the world. Everybody knows what it's like, I mean, to
yes.
experience certain things. And that's
right.
true. That is
yeah.
absolutely true. And, you know, it's just my son just lost a pet. And, you know, of course they had other pets and they've lost other pets. But this one was really close to him. And, you know, we talked about it, and he's much better. This was on Saturday, but he's better now, and he said, you know, first of all, you appreciate everything and everyone, and then, of course, it's time for them to go. You know, he's got a nice outlook, although it's bothering him. And it bothers me, too, because I always worry about, when something happens to me, he's my only child, what is he going to be like? I just don't want that for him. So I keep talking to him and kind of letting him know that things that are going on, and you create all these memories with the people that are in your life, even the people that you helped, Sally. You have created memories for them, and it's a beautiful thing, and it will never be lost. But I think people think, oh, God, this is the worst thing that could happen to me. No, there's much worse things that can happen to you. There really are.
And I think there's people everywhere that will reach out to you that want to offer kindness and understanding. And, you know, all you have to do is look. They're right there. They're in front of all of us, and there's a lot of goodness in the world, and we can surround ourselves with that aura, and that attracts the people that want to come into our life.
Because you attract what you are.
Right, you attract what you are. Yep.
And I mean, I think you do it all the time. I do it all the time. I know a lot of people that do that. We forego anything that we might want to do or see or whatever just so that we can do something for somebody else. I do it all the time, but I get pleasure in it, Sally. It just raises my vibration even higher. It really does. I just wish everybody would be like that, but you know, you got to just do one at a time. We have to talk to one at a time. That's all we can do, one by one.
Well, and everybody's in process. So we're not at the same levels of our growth. But we can appreciate that they're still growing, and there's no end point to that. You never reach a place where you go, oh, this is the epitome of where I should be. There's always
something.
This is
it. I've done it. Exactly.
Something
no, there's always
beyond
more,
that.
Isn't there?
Yes, there's always
look
more.
Look at you.
Yep.
You wrote a book, and then you wrote another one, and now you've got another one. So you see, the universe didn't have to do too much with you once you got started writing.
That's true. That's true.
You know, it's like, okay, she's hooked. We got her. I mean, that's how I like to think of it. You're hooked. Well, okay, I'm hooked, you know, because I talk to God every day. And I do ask, mostly it's to help other people. It's not even about me. But, you know, one of these days I will do this fairy tale. And actually my granddaughter is going to do the cover. She's 16. And she loves the story. See, and that's where I want it to go to. Adults could read it and get something from it. And it's all based on belief. You have to believe. And my Instagram, that's what I put constantly. It's the only way for me. But I want to show people that it is the way. And just like for you. Okay, now let's talk about this book, Behind the Open Door, The Book of Light. I'm going to go to your website here, which is SallyGallot-Reeves.com.
No, there's no dash. The dash website was originally created by the publisher to advertise the book, but if you don't put the dash in, you get to my author website where everything is located.
Okay, so you go to, you just do Reeves right after it. You don't put any hyphen there, anything in there, nothing in there. I'm going to try that. Hold the fort.
Correct.
Let's do this. Okay. Okay. I want to see everything here.
Well, most
did
people
you,
do.
Did you have any doubt that she would not want to see everything?
And
love,
most people don't
this.
Want to go
I
to
love
three.
The fact that I'm meeting people like you. Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing.
Well, we try to consolidate everything because nobody wants to go to three different sites. They just want it right there.
Right. That's true. Okay. Let's see if I can get to it. I did something wrong. And I don't know what. There's a typo. SALLYGALLTREEDES. That's the site?
Yep. .com.
Well, I'm not getting to it. So I have to go to it on. I'm going to find it. I'm going to go on my other monitor here and bring it up. Isn't it something with sometimes you got to go bouncing around. And, yeah, I have three monitors, so I don't miss a beat here. No,
I love
no way.
That.
Oh, there. Yeah, I have three of them. Did you mean there? Okay, there she is. Behind the open door. Is that the name of it? But see, they've got a hyphen in this one.
Well, that's the Balboa site. But that's fine.
Yeah.
That gives you basically just that book.
I see that. Well, I want to go to all of them.
www. I don't think you have to put HTTP
no,
ahead
I,
of that.
No, but it's all one word. Your whole name is one word, right?
Right. SallyGallettReeves.com.
Okay, maybe that's what I did wrong. Oh, you know, I'm not perfect, Sally. Okay,
well,
here we are.
Thank
I got
goodness.
It. Yay. Okay, team. We got it.
But the first
I don't
thing
give
you
up
will
on
see.
Anything.
The first
there we
thing
go.
You will see is the behind the open door. But if you scroll
yes.
down, you'll see others. And
yes. You have a little video there. I love
yep.
it. And, oh, look at this. Oh, my. This is the Soul Garden pathway. Is that the one you're doing now or finishing?
That's the one that's going to be printed by the end of the month, yes. And then there's
uh-huh.
a Soul Garden website, which was
I see
how
that.
I originally started. And on that website, that's been up and active for 3 or 4 years. But I send a blessing out into the world every day, and people can sign up to receive that. It's on Facebook, Instagram, too, but... Yes, I started that years ago as a outreach to a friend whose daughter had been in a horrible car accident, and just sent her a blessing every day, and it just grew and grew.
How sweet
and,
is that?
Yeah.
That is really sweet. Okay, so I'm going to get with Leslie and tell her I want something for you, from you for the next issue, and we're going to put that in there.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in there because now I know how to get to it so that they can, they sign up. Is that what they do? Okay, receive blessings. I'm going to do this. I'm going to click on this link here and see what it does. Okay, here we go. Aha, subscribe. So you can go and get your blessing in your mailbox.
Yep, every day.
Every day. Now, how do you come up with these blessings every day?
I obviously read a lot. We all read a lot if we're writers and, you know, communicators and everything.
Right.
And I
yep.
always collected quotes. Since I was a child, I always collected quotes. And so I have notebooks of quotes, and I continue to gather them. And I take a quote, and I reflect on it and ask what that means in our world today and what might that mean to us, and then kind of add a little something or turn it around so that
uh-huh.
with that reflection we can then bless our lives with something that we now embrace or understand. And I don't know, they just come to me. I don't the quotes obviously I've researched, but the actual blessing, you know, it's a couple sentences. It just comes
right,
to me.
Right, it's like your own, you give of yourself within the quote. I mean, it's, I understand what you do because, you know, I have, we do these images on the blog, in the blog, and I, a lot of times you'll see them on my Instagram. I think I'm following you. You're probably following me, but I'll do these images, and Jackie gets them, and then mm-hmm. she interprets, it's like a pane, not a pane that you hurt, but a pane, like a pane of glass, stained glass, and she interprets what it means to her. And
oh, okay.
sometimes when she does it, I'll look at it, and I'll add something to it when I post it on Instagram. I don't even know that she knows that I do that, but I will add to it. Or I will, yeah, I do. I will make it a little bit more of something. I don't do it to every one of them. Today, I think, was spring. There's been days of the fairy lights. I mean, there's all kinds of them that are there. But sometimes I will add a little something. And 'cause then it's a part of me. It's coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to
mm-hmm.
do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's important. Okay, let's talk about this book, this beautiful book behind The Open Door, The Book of Light. Now, it's about an 8-year-old girl named Cassie Murphy. Now,
yep.
this is all, did you take anything, put anything in this book that was real, or is this all just your story, or explain how this came about?
Well, it certainly is classified as fiction. I know when I was a child, I was very intuitive. I have always believed in angels. I have always had dreams of traveling in my sleep, of being, you know, somewhere and trying to figure out where that was. Never
mm-hmm.
afraid of it. It was just normal for me. And so I certainly took those experiences and then embellished upon them. The idea of the angels that appear in the book, I mean, you can find that type of information anywhere. Light language is in the book. So there's certainly pieces that come together. That's what I would say. I have really taken my experiences. I see pieces of me and pieces of my family in all of these characters because you can't help but do that. I mean,
right.
you know, it's so rich that of course you would want to pull them in and take little little components of their personalities. There's a woman that I used to work with who is just a fabulous personality, and she's in the book. And but I wanted to actually write a story about this girl that is very telepathic and highly gifted, and how she tries to be authentic and be who she is. She actually can't
mm-hmm.
be anything else. And the dilemmas of her family, etc., when they're really trying to make her somebody else. They're trying for her to just be mainstream, you know, don't rock the boat type stuff. And how these people then relate to one another, and the neighbors, you know, the different people that are in their lives, and really convey about the relationships, how important it is, and
mm-hmm.
about how we may not understand everything, but we need to believe that the child knows what they're telling you. And just because you don't understand it doesn't mean that it's not real.
Believe. Yes.
Believe.
Absolutely.
Believe.
Falls right into line. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're of the same mind. We are. And so, you know, I don't have the book yet, but you can bet your sweet life I'm going to get it. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I'll get in, talks, with, but I don't always get their books. I have to ask. I mean, and I always get them within like 2 days I'll have it, so I'm not worried about it. But there's something about the cover. It's beautiful. You can see the light in the center.
Yeah.
This beautiful light. And it's actually a trunk of a tree, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so you know, but it's got this beautiful green, and the font on the book is really good. All of that I noticed because I've been doing this for such a long time. I look at that, and I've told people this before. If the cover doesn't grab me, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the feel of the book doesn't grab me, I probably won't get it. I have
mm-hmm.
to... There has to be, and I don't know if everybody's like that. I mean, I have all kinds of books that are sent to me automatically, but it doesn't mean that I'm fond of them. Like your book,
yeah.
I would be fond of. I that would be special because I have this feeling to it, and I'm attached to it already. I don't even know about it, but I just am. And I do this with a lot of people, and it's really a nice thing. It's a nice feeling. Hold the book. A lot of people like to do the PDFs and all
yep.
of that. I don't, nope, I got to hold the book. I want to
I know.
It.
I know exactly what you're saying. I love libraries. I love to just, you know, when you hold it, not only do you get a sense of the book, but you get a sense of the people who have read the book.
Yep.
And you can feel it. You can feel that energy.
Yep. I used to go to the Detroit Public Library. I was in junior high with my girlfriend. We would go to the library first thing in downtown Detroit. I would walk around there. She'd be flitting everywhere, you know. Not me. I just like to stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
She asked me one day, she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm absorbing everything around
yes.
me." Don't you do that?
Yes.
She said,
yes.
"No." And that's what I was doing, and I loved being there. I just
yeah.
felt smarter or something. I don't know. Isn't that funny?
I think you probably felt more alive.
Yeah.
You had all the energy. You had that whole, all of it coming into you, coming to
yes.
you.
Yes. But I didn't know then I was an empath. I had no idea what I was, nothing. I mean, you know, now I know, and I had...
Well, isn't that wonderful when you figured that out?
Yes.
That
and
you were an empath?
It took many years. Well, I realized what I was doing, I mean, and what it really meant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I would feel sadness where other people did not.
Mm-hmm.
And other people would feel sadness, and I did not.
Mm-hmm.
So... It was kind of like, you know, my parents died less than 5 months apart, and I didn't cry. But remember, my childhood was not like, I was pretty close to my dad, but it was not like it should have been or probably should have been. But it's okay. I turned out great. I mean, I think I turned out okay because I could have gone the other way and just been a total nightmare and not be nice to anybody and be me, and I'm just not. And I'm grateful mm-hmm. for that. So I had the wisdom then that my calling was to do something else, I guess. And
mm-hmm.
like I said, I was dragged along here.
Yeah.
you
yep.
know, but it's really when you look, everybody should look back at their life. From, oh, I don't know, when you're a young man, a young woman, a small child, whatever, and see where you went. See what mm. you did each time and what it brought you up to what you're doing now.
Right.
I was a really good reader, Sally, in school. And that makes sense. Look at, what am I doing? Talking to authors. Books.
Yep.
you know? I would get advanced books because I could read so well. And, I mean, as a little girl, 9, 10 years old, even maybe younger than that, I was reading like Hiawatha and all that stuff, you know, but I was lucky. The teacher that I had loved me And I never saw that again in my life with a teacher, ever, just her. And she even let me write, you know, cursive. It wasn't called cursive the way I wanted to. She said, "You have beautiful handwriting. Why should I stifle that? Why should I make you do it a certain way? I'm going to let it go. You just keep writing like you are. It's beautiful." And I did. And I got gold stars or whatever you got then. You didn't get A's, but yeah, outstanding, whatever. Oh, yeah. So you see, she helped me, too, by allowing, I'm getting this now, allowing me to venture off in areas where I probably shouldn't have, or usually you don't, but I did.
She promoted you to be yourself.
She did.
Yeah.
She really, she married a Greek man, and I don't know, maybe it was third grade, fourth, I don't know, I was really little, and I left that class, and because we stayed in the same room all the time for all of those subjects, and I left, and I thought, wow, her name was Mrs. Doppelis. No, I'll never forget her. No, I can tell you what she looked like. And I walked home, and I kept thinking about what she said to me. She's actually going to let me do my handwriting the way I want? I didn't even tell anybody. I kept it to myself. Mm-hmm.
And do you still write like that?
Yes. To this day, everybody loves my handwriting.
I was going to say, there you go. Yeah.
So
perfect.
I'm in the creative field of sorts.
Definitely.
Yeah, but okay. So this, I'm assuming this book has a good ending. Does it?
It has a. This is the first in a 5-part series.
I see that. Yes.
So it has a very good ending, but it has an open ending. It's
okay.
It's going to
be a continuation. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Now, when are you going to do the next one? Now, I know the Soul Garden is not part of it, right?
No, the Soul Garden is coming out now.
Right.
It should be, please, by the end of the month, printed and available, you know, in the online stores, et cetera. I have an outline for the second book of the Behind the Open Door, and I'm continuing to do some research because it takes to some different dimensions, and so I wanted to do more research on what's out there, what's known about these different dimensional realities to put into the book. So I've got an outline. I write a little different, perhaps, than some other people, where I write everything by hand to start, and ideas come in my head, and I'll just write like a paragraph. And I don't know where it fits, and I just do that. And then I have this whole box beside my writing chair of material, and then I know when I'm ready to start putting those things in the context of the outline. And then I just start writing, and then I go back and fill in. Sometimes I know something's missing, but I don't know what. So I just know that, and it's all on the computer. And
You'll get it, and you'll pick it up, and you'll insert it to let the flow go.
It'll come.
I know all about what mine story is about. It's just has a really good ending, but it's just sitting down and doing it, you know. I just flip here and flip there, and I'm trying to do my magazine into a flip book, talk about flitting and flipping into a book that looks like a real magazine. And I finally think I found it, and I got some great direction with somebody that was a friend of mine. It was somebody that did her catalog, and I was toying with a couple of different places, and not expensive. It's just doing it. And I don't think anybody's going to do what I want to do. I want to make it so that I can have templates just about. I'm going to take ads, put ads in it, classifieds and pay for full-page ad or half-page ad. I am going to make templates that I can use each month. Because she told me, she said, you'll be working on this 30 days in a row. She said, because it's going to take a lot. I said, the first one will take a lot. I said, but I got ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make this so that I can do it. And she said, well, you let me know. And she said, send me what you do, and I'll just take a look at it, because she's got the same software that I want to get. She was really nice. We met on Skype, and she just told me everything that she knows. And I was so pleased, because she answered things that, I mean, I get answers in email, but it's not like talking to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah.
So I'm busy with that, and then I stay busy with other things that I do, and I take time for myself. I used to sit at the computer all the time, but I don't do that anymore. You can't. As you get older, you get smarter. You you know what I'm saying?
Well,
and everything's on my cell phone, so I can just carry it around with me. I mean, my sites are there, my pages are there, everything is there. So, yeah, so I like it that way. But, you know, computers are awesome for, like, people like yourself. Now, do you do it just in Word? How do you do it?
The book, I write it just in Word.
Okay.
And I have a main computer, and I have a laptop, and so everything's backed up on both computers, and then I have a backup file, a separate backup file, too. But I really handwrite a lot before I even, like, the blessings. Those are all handwritten before I put them on the computer. I'm just a very – it goes back to – I'm sure my younger years, I used to write stories when I was little in those green composition books.
Yep.
Always used a pencil.
That's what they were for, composing.
So I'm comfortable handwriting because it, I think more. And I allow thoughts to come to me when I'm handwriting, and when I'm on the computer, it's very different. It doesn't work that way for me on the computer.
Well, I was taught without letters on a keyboard. Okay, so when I type from my on my computer, if I make a mistake, I know I've made a mistake, and I go back and fix it. So, you know, when you write something, handwrite something, you're probably going to write it just like you want to, because when you type, you end up typing a little too fast. I type fast, a little too fast, and then you're, oh, I spelled that wrong, back up. And, you know, and it takes time. But you can get a good flow going probably with writing, I would think. I could probably do that with my story, too. I could probably do that.
Yep.
Probably would be better.
And, again, I journal, you know, frequently, too. So it's, again, those flow of ideas that just come forward. You know, you have one thought, and you don't think it's going to lead anywhere, but all of a sudden you've written a couple pages, and, oh, gosh, look at this. I've got some, you know, great material for the book.
Right. Self-publishing, was that hard to do?
No. No, it wasn't hard to do. It's very easy in today's market, and there's so many avenues out there depending upon how much assistance you want. I think I have learned a tremendous amount. I will definitely say that.
Oh, I bet you have. Oh, yes. Oh, now, how did you get Leslie? Did you seek her out? Did you send her the book or what? How did that happen?
Leslie's lovely. Leslie is just a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my package with Balboa included a marketing section. And they reached out to Leslie, and I guess Lavage does do some work for them. And they reached out to Leslie or to Lavage, and she was assigned the project to first help me with social media, and then we went into publicity marketing. So she's been, you know, unfortunately, the COVID has not been great to authors because just like all these other industries that where you want to socialize with people and have
exactly.
book
yeah,
signings.
You want, yeah, you want to be in front of them. You want to be in front of them.
Right.
And that promotes your sales. Like if you were in a bookstore, they get a copy and have you sign it, but then they probably ask you questions. Or if they didn't get a copy, by listening to you talking to somebody else, or sometimes I think, yeah, you can do little book things where they just sit around and you talk about the book. But you're
yes.
right. That interaction, it works. It really
right.
does.
And so for the past year, really, that has not existed at all. But as a result of that, I had to get much, much better with social media, with
yep.
all kinds of, internet things. And, meeting with you and doing this, I have written a couple articles for different magazines.
Well, you're going to do one for mine, too. So
I will do one for you.
I mean, it can be an excerpt. I take anything. I'll write to Leslie and I'll tell her.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with her for a long time, and most of the publicists that I have, I deal with authors one-on-one, but most of the time they have somebody that represents them,
yeah.
and I've got some of the same ones I've had for years. Years.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes. Well, I don't send out an automated email. It's all hand done by me.
Yeah.
And I let everybody know how much they're loved. And it's just treating people really good, and you get treated really good back. You really,
yeah.
really do. I mean, I can't tell you there is not one that has said, oh, no, I don't have time. Oh, yeah, there was one. It was called the Anderson Group. They
okay.
have famous people that write books, right? Well, they send
oh.
this to me, and I tried to get one person that I wanted, and they deleted my email. That's all it took was one time. Okay, good. You're off my list. Goodbye.
Wow.
Well, yeah, because you see, to me, there is no one that I cannot talk to. There is, and I know this man that I wanted, it was Lou Diamond Phillips. He
mm-hmm.
was, it was him. I knew we would hit it off. I knew it. I knew there wouldn't be a problem. But, for those kinds of people, you have to reach through, like they're called the Anderson Group. I have a lady
right.
in Los Angeles. I could probably get him if all I got to do is ask her. She's a director. She's a producer. She sends me people on the radio, and she sends me articles and excerpts and all that. I mean, sometimes I just don't like to ask, but, God's probably telling me right now, you need to open up your mouth and ask her. And it's just that, he was the only one. And I've had, they keep sending me stuff, and I just go delete, 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 because I don't stand a chance. I'm not big enough. I'm not well-known. Well, you don't have to be well-known to talk to somebody.
Right. Right.
You don't.
And
that's
the thing is that when you're these big companies, okay, fine, but it's, and this is how I look at my book. I'm a pebble in the pond, but I make ripples. That's how I see myself. And
sure do.
I call myself a spiritual gardener. So on my emails, I have my name, and then I have spiritual gardener, and then my website. Because I plant seeds in my writing, in my work that I do. I'm planting seeds so we can all be part of a big,
That's
beautiful
right.
garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feed the world with all of you.
Yes,
That's
you
what I
do.
I do. I don't know how many I've done. And now I've had some people that have been pretty well known, but I really wanted him, and now he's on my mind. So all I have to do is send him an email, and he'll say, okay, when? If he can. I just know. And he played Ritchie Valens, and I play oldies, and God, I love that music. And he was in Longmire. He did that show, I guess, 5-6 seasons. I just loved him in that. And, of course, now he's in Prodigal Son. And one of the reasons why I watched it was because of him.
Oh.
He's a good actor. It doesn't mean that he's that handsome, but there's something about him. And so he's been on my list. I have others on my list that are just untouchable. But all you got to do is start with one. All you got to do is get one.
I think you're getting hints that you really need to follow up.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm getting them because I'm talking to you. Yes.
Well, okay.
Accept it. Say yes. Thank you. I want to do this. Well, it's true. You know, and I have a lady who's listening right now. She's been with me for 20-some years on my sites, and she wants me to talk to somebody to try to get some kind of something going with the radio show and with YouTube. She knows a producer, and I'm his friend. And she's sending me a message because she heard. I never mention her name. She wrote in caps, "I told you." See, you know, and she keeps after me. You know, she says, if you set your mind to something, it gets done. And she's always saying that about me. And she's another one that says, you can do this, Natalie. If anybody can do it, you can. But part of it is, Sally, and I think it's you also, is that we don't give up. We might get held back a little bit, but then something nudges you. And carries you. If you have to do it, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. That's it. I mean, if it's meant to be, it will happen for you. And that's part of the belief system that I have. And that's what my little fairy tale is about. Believe in things. And you'll hear what I say at the end of the show. I do it every week. And I post it on my Instagram. And like you had a belief a long time ago. You knew. You just knew. Look what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm so impressed. But you see, you're a gentle soul because of what you did as a nurse. All of that, you have to be a special person, first of all, to do that. You really do. I mean, you can't be Attila the Hun and walk the halls of a hospital. You cannot do that. You just, I mean, and I would see it all the time, and I just say, oh, God, I would just like to wish they could get rid of you and put in somebody really nice and caring, because that's what all of you should be, caring. It's not just a job. That's a person you're taking care of, right?
Oh, yeah. And
you know only too well, and I know.
Yeah.
And everybody has a meaningful job, and everybody is somebody. They really, really are. My girl Candy asked me, she said, is this a book for kids of all ages, or do you recommend an age?
It's classified as young adult, which is, you know, sort of 10 to 16-ish. But I have to tell you that...
Oh, I'm going to read it. I'm not 16.
It's an adult. I have had more positive feedback from adults for two reasons. One is that it brings back their childhood memories and things that perhaps they have suppressed, or I thought that way too. And also because there's quite a bit of humor in the book, and they see the relationships, the communications and the relationships between the people in the book, and they just love it. They love it. So I think it's all ages, personally, but in the publishing world, they want to categorize it in some way.
Yeah, they want to place it in a category kind of thing, like, okay, young adults, okay. But... I interviewed a man. I shouldn't say interviewed. I talked to him, and he wrote this book. It's kind of like in the days of castles. And oh my God, I was fascinated with it. The story. I said, "Where did you get this idea?" He said, "I don't know. I just sat down and I said, oh, you're fanciful. You're a dreamer." Oh, he said, "Well, I'm not as bad as you." And I said, "No, you're not." Because all I did was daydream, and I was a little girl, and I still do it. I still do it.
Well, that's a gift.
But anyways, I have loved talking to you. We will have you again on, of course, or on again, I should say, on the show. Now, the second part of the series, now you're doing your outline and everything, so that's probably going to take a little time, correct?
Correct. That probably won't be out before the end of the year.
Okay. All right. But I'm going to put a note to Leslie and tell her what I want, This is what I want, Leslie. Should you take this mission that I'm sending to you? Yeah, because I want everybody to sign up for your blessing every day. I think it's wonderful. And your site is Sally, SallyGallotreeves.com. All one word, all lowercase. You go
correct
there, and you're gonna see behind the open door, the Book of Light, and then you go down, and you're going to see all of these beautiful things, and you can sign up for the Soul Garden Pathway Discovery Guide, and click on that, and you put in your email address, and don't miss this. You know, you have no idea, Sally, maybe somebody that doesn't have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Things are bad, and they get this from you, and it does something for them. That's what we are about. That's what we need to do. We need to make them see that good things come to everybody.
Yes.
Some things is just a part of life, losing people. That's tough. I know. All the people.
It is tough.
Cool. Well, you know, you've seen it.
I have. But it's been a privilege to be with people,
yes,
to be part of that. It's just been a huge privilege in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I took care of my Alzheimer's husband. You probably know all about that. And but he had the mean kind. He was mean. I mean, he was not. But I kept him home. And I did it. And I stand tall. I really do. You know, somebody suggested I write about it. I don't want to write about it. That I closed the book on that. I don't want to go back. It was awful. It was awful for me. Quite a few years was just horrible, and I don't want to rehash it, you know.
Yes.
So I want to do something of it's going to make people believe and happy and smile and all that kind of stuff. So, well, I'm going to have you back on the show, and be prepared because she's probably going to connect me to you so that I can get something from you. It can be an excerpt. I will put in your Soul Garden Pathway. I will put that in so people can get their blessing. I just think that's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and I'm very grateful that you wanted to be on my show. I really am.
Well, thank you so much. It's been just a pleasure. Really, I feel very close to you, and it's been a pleasure
yes,
for me.
Yes, I do too. I do too. And isn't that a wonderful feeling? You're somebody that, I don't know, maybe we'll meet one day, but maybe you won't. But it doesn't matter. You could email me in a heartbeat and say, Natalie, I really need this. Everybody that I talk to. Everybody that I talk to, I can connect with them no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if I did them 2 years ago, they'll know who I am. They all do. So it's a wonderful feeling. Gosh, just a wonderful one. It's so wonderful to do what we do and to do what you do, and you keep writing. And I'm going to make sure that you're following me on Instagram.
Yes, because I
don't
think I have
your... Do you work
that often?
Do you do that? Do you go to Instagram a lot? Or
I post blessings on Instagram, too, probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay.
I post on Facebook every day.
Sally. What's your name there? Let's let everybody know. Instagram.
Leslie knows.
Oh, no, I know because I'm following you. I know.
Okay.
I've connected to you. So, yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Good deal. Okay, so write. Don't stop. Don't stop,
okay,
because you're such a beautiful lady. And besides, I know everybody wants to have you on the show, me to have you on the show again, and I will. And my voice is getting raspy because I talk so much. I mean, but it's okay. It's fine. We love what we do, don't we? So that's the main thing.
We do.
Okay. Now I'm going to end the show like I always do, and you're going to love this. And Candy knows I do it all the time. And then I play a song called Free to Love. But before I close out, I want to let everybody know that to believe in things you cannot see, they really are there. And that's my slogan. That's my saying. That's it. And that's part of what my book will be about. You have to believe. So with that, I thank you, Sally. It's been wonderful. And I'm going to write to Leslie and tell her I want your book.
Okay.
that's it. Okay. Because she's going to write to her and she'll say, okay, can I do anything else? Oh, yes, you can send me the book. Thank you. No, I read several books at one time. I have, somebody sent me a book about becoming an empath. I'm going to have her on the show because that's what I am. And this one is just, there's something about it. Maybe it ties in with what I want to do, what I want to write. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe it's,
you know,
motivation
in a way, it's not,
for
there's
you.
No angels in mine. Well, there could be, I suppose. I don't know. But this woman, young woman, is just guided, and she doesn't even know how, but she is.
Huh.
And so, yeah. So, okay, you have a good evening, okay?
Thank you.
And we will
communicate
an email. Pardon me?
Yeah. Do I hang up now after while you do the rest, or do I stay on the line?
Yes, you can hang up anytime you want. You can listen to the songs. You can do whatever. Because
I
want to
hear the song.
Okay, Frida Love. You'll love it. She already typed, get ready for a dance party. Candy does all, she did some stuff on YouTube. She does all the marketing for me. She does Mystic Living Today. I have also on Instagram. I let her do that. I do Star Psychics, and she's just very, very talented, and she's found something that she's really, really good at, and, you know, she's one of my champions. That people have heard me. I have champions around me. Those are people that, and this other lady is one, too, that just said, I told you so. Champions are those that love you no matter what. They just love you, and you love them back,
beautiful.
And that's it. It's unspoken. I've never met either one of them. And Jackie is another one. Those are my champions. And you're in my realm now, see, so I'll never let go.
I love it. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so now we're going to play Free to Love. And everybody remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Next week I have two shows. I'll have one on Wednesday and one on Friday. Why the Friday? Well, because this lady, her book came out, and she's been on my show before. And we've been writing back and forth, and, you know, I can do 4 a week if I want to, but I just, you know, it's just tough on the voice, and, I mean, it's easy. I don't really have to prepare. All I got to do is read a little bit of what Candy puts on my dashboard there, and I'm good to go. So, anyways, okay, listen to the song. This is Free to Love, and Candy will be dancing away, and really, it's really a good song. It's a good song. So here we go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder. Hey, 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 hey.
right.